Chapter 2, Edward. The anger faded from my sapphire eyes. "Whatever," I said sweetly. "I didn't mean to yell and to be right." "Thou art too beautiful for that," he said, and once more I didn't feel a cock dropping the guy for paying me a compliment. Instead, I just smiled. "I'm Edward Cullen," he murmured. "Who are thee?" "Atlantiana Loren, but you can call me Tiana or maybe Tia," I said, feeling shy at the way he was looking at me. I had seen that look in so many male eyes, but never quite as intense or sexy. His eyes burned like hot gold velvet in the midnight sun, like the phoenix feather and rainbow, so gold and magical. "That reminds me of bygone times," he said, carefully reaching out a shaking hand and brushing my cheek. "The face is like an old painting, though it's exceptional. You're not so shank yourself, but I couldn't help noticing you have a freaking GF, you ass. I saw you with her in the cafeteria." I notched his hand hard with my long black nails. "She did notice me then," he purred with a sly grin. I was up against the wall with his face right close to me now. He wanted the sex in me, I could tell, and suddenly he was kissing me. I felt like my slim legs would break in half, and my heart expanded like a big balloon. I felt his hands sliding softly down my neck and underneath my top. He stroked my breasts for a few minutes.